This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration is in the process of rescinding a Biden-era conservation policy. The public lands rule sought to put conservation on the same footing as economic uses like grazing or drilling. Colorado public lands writer Jonathan Thompson says the rule was short-lived.
That potential of doing things under the right administration, under the right agency managers. But at this point, it hadn't really done much.
The rule was adopted in May of last year. The plan to rescind the order was announced in September. Wildfires are destabilizing insurance markets, and experts argue we're missing key data to truly understand their risk. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
The vast majority of wildfires destroy no structures, and a small percentage account for most structure loss. And then there are the extreme outliers. Colorado's Marshall Fire, Lahaina in Hawaii, the LA fires, and other blazes that reduced thousands of homes to smoking foundations. While still rare, they are rattling insurance markets, says Matthew Thompson. He's the lead author of a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Even though on an annual basis, we may lose $1 million, we may lose $10 million due to wildfire burning homes, there's a chance, however rare, that we could have a $40 billion event or a $50 billion event or even worse.
The paper argues for better sharing and collection of data on the composition of neighborhoods and incidents impacting the built environment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Colorado's mountains are under winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories this weekend. Forecasters say feet of snow is possible through Sunday. This is CPR News.